Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Dr. Saleh Adi. He is a pediatric endocrinologist specializing in managing type 1 diabetes in children. He is founder of the Madison Clinic at the University of California, San Francisco. So thank you for joining me today, doctor. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about your background. What is a pediatric endocrinologist?
Great question. A pediatric endocrinologist is someone who specializes in hormones and glands in children, and that encompasses the hormone insulin, which is the main one in diabetes. So some of us actually subspecialize in pediatric diabetes within pediatric endocrinology, and that's my specialty. This is what I do. Pretty much just take care of children with type 1 diabetes.
Now, we're going to be talking about that, some of the new technology that allows patients to monitor their glucose levels in relation to diabetes. Now, can you explain how this new technology works?
This is one of my favorite topics. The continuous glucose monitoring technology, or in brief, CGM, is a new technology that's been developing very quickly in the past 10 years, although the technology itself has been around for longer than that. But it took a while to get accurate enough to be reliable to be used in patients. And in the last 10 years, as I mentioned, there has been major advancement. And I would say even further leaps in the past couple of years in this technology area. One of the leading companies in this field is Dexcom, which has been around for over 10 years now, just launched the latest version in June of this year, which is really changing this field tremendously. The Generation 6, or the G6 Dexcom CGM, is now FDA approved for completely replacing finger sticks in terms of monitoring blood sugar. So no more finger sticks for all of you who have type 1 diabetes or have children with type 1 diabetes. The new Dexcom CGM completely replaces that and is accurate and reliable enough to dose off of.
Now, what types of patients can use this technology, and are children able to use the device as well?
Yes, everyone who needs to check their blood sugar is a candidate for using continuous glucose monitoring. But particularly children with type 1 diabetes, and actually even adults with type 1 diabetes, because they rely heavily on just insulin. And that insulin dose needs to be adjusted based on the blood sugar level at that moment. So they need reliable and accurate information about their blood glucose level. And the way that it had been done, as you know so far, is traditionally by doing a finger stick, so poking a little hole in the finger, getting a drop of blood, and then putting it on a strip connected to a handheld machine that calculates the blood sugar level, and then it shows it on the screen. Continuous glucose monitoring, however, replaces that with not only automating that process, so there is a little thin wire that's inserted through the skin, and then it sits there, the tip of it sits under the skin area, and it's measuring glucose levels continuously every 5 minutes, and then sending that number out to a device that's sitting on the skin outside. The skin's a very small one, discreet. And then that so-called transmitter sends that number to either a device that's dedicated to receive it, or it can send it to any smartphone out there. Most smartphones can take it and then show that number on the screen of the phone. And on top of that, that smartphone can even send it to another smartphone. So if you have a child with type 1 diabetes who has the CGM and has his or her own smartphone, the blood sugar numbers are sent directly to the parent's smartphone. It can be one parent, it can be multiple parents. Up to five different adults can receive that number, including teachers and nurses at school and coaches on the field. They know what the child's blood sugar level continuously in real time every 5 minutes.
Great. Now, you talked about the traditional way of monitoring glucose, but what is the advantage to using this new technology versus the traditional way?
So it's not only replacing the process itself, that it's making it a lot easier. In fact, very spontaneous. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to actually poke your finger. All you have to do is just look at the phone and see, okay, what's my blood sugar number is. So that clearly is one big advantage, but also is actually seeing the data in between. Compare looking at a blood sugar number every 4 or 5 hours in between and not knowing what happened in between in the middle of those. As opposed to seeing the big picture, the entire picture with all of the data with a blood sugar every 5 minutes. So compare again, knowing what the blood sugar was before breakfast and what it was before lunch, but having absolutely no idea what happened between 7 a.m. and noon, as opposed to actually seeing the data on the screen and seeing the graph, how it's going up after breakfast and then it's coming down after recess, and how far it comes down after recess and how high it goes up after breakfast, that can influence the choices for the breakfast that we're eating and also influence what we're doing for the child going to recess and playing hard on a sunny day. And you say, maybe you need to have an extra apple or an extra banana before you go out and play.
As we continue to talk about continuous glucose monitoring, tell us, what are some of the effects if patients' glucose levels get too high or even too low for that matter?
The high blood sugars and the low blood sugars can be dangerous, both equally. And the high blood sugars, if they go really high, it can affect actually brain function. It can affect the physical function as well. But importantly, if it's really high, it can cause acidosis and cause something called diabetic ketoacidosis, which can lead to severe illness, and the child can end up in the intensive care very quickly within a few hours if it's not managed in a timely manner. Long-term complications, obviously, are a result of high blood sugars for much longer time, like years on end. But even the acute effects can be quite traumatic. And low blood sugars are even worse than high blood sugars acutely. They can really have devastating effects on the child, not only on, again, brain function and physical function. They can be weak, they can be confused, not knowing what to do. But if it goes low enough, then it can cause a seizure or a loss of consciousness. And if it's not treated appropriately, it can unfortunately cause death as well.
Do most hospitals and physicians across the country, do they have access to this type of device?
They do. I think the devices certainly are available for any endocrinologist to prescribe it, or any physician for that matter to prescribe it. Unfortunately, the awareness of such technology is not as widely spread as we would like to see. You know, only about 40% of children with type 1 diabetes actually have a CGM, and much less in adults with diabetes, both type 1 and type 2 together. The percentage is much less than that. And that clearly is either because the practitioners, the clinicians are not aware, they're not prescribing these technologies, or that the patients are not adopting them and they're really sort of stuck in their old ways, if you will. This is how I've been doing it. There's no reason to change until they try it and see the value of it. You know, one added value, and particularly in children that we didn't touch on, is not only knowing what the blood sugar is, but also having those alarms that can alert the patient and or the parent that it's heading to be a very severe low blood sugar. So before it gets to that dangerous level, the patient is alerted and they actually can go and take action and prevent the low blood sugar from happening.
Okay, so you have a patient that comes in and you prescribe this device for them. What's the next procedure? How is it, well, I guess, should I say, installed on the patient?
It's actually quite simple. What we do is we teach the patient and the family to go ahead and insert it themselves, because it's something that they have to do at home every 10 days. That sensor wire, thin wire that's inserted under the skin needs to be changed every 10 days. After 10 days, it runs out of the chemical in it and it has to be replaced. So obviously, we want the patients to do this at home, and it's an extremely simple process. It's a procedure that can be done with virtually any 7 or 8 year old can do it on their own with an adult supervision. It's a little device that they hold in their hand, then they put it on the skin, and then they push a button with their thumb, and then it shoots that thin wire in very fast so that it's actually almost painless. They don't feel it because it goes in quite quickly. And then they just put the tape on the outside, and then that's it. It goes on for 10 days, measuring blood sugar continuously.
Great. Now, are there any drawbacks versus the old way of monitoring?
I can't think of one, Steve. I think this technology is going to completely replace finger sticks, and I hope very soon for all children with diabetes, and I can't think of any real drawback. The drawback in the past, meaning 2 years ago, was the inaccuracy of these devices. They weren't, I wouldn't say 100%, but they weren't even 90% accurate, so they weren't reliable enough. People still had to do finger stick to calibrate them. But the latest version that came out this year from Dexcom, Dexcom is one of the leaders in this field, Dexcom Generation 6 CGM completely replaces finger sticks and it does not require any calibration. And there's another one from another company, which is not exactly a continuous glucose monitor, but it's also reliable enough to replace finger sticks. It does not require calibration. So I think we're getting there. The technology is certainly accurate enough and reliable enough that I can't think of any drawback.
How many people across the nation suffer from diabetes, or do you know?
I unfortunately do know. Across all ages in the United States, we have about 30 million people with diabetes, both type 1 and type 2. And unfortunately, that number is growing. So that's about 1 in 10 people in the United States have diabetes. And the scarier thought is almost a quarter of those people don't even know they have diabetes. They have not been diagnosed. So this is a great month and a great opportunity in November, the Diabetes Awareness Month, to encourage people to think about diabetes. The risks are high. 1 in 10 people have diabetes in the United States. So if there's any risk or any chance of having diabetes, just go and ask for a blood test. It's a simple blood test that can tell you whether you are on the way to developing diabetes or you already have diabetes at an early stage. And if you catch it early, it's really important to manage it. In children, it's actually less than that, obviously, because we don't see a lot of type 2 diabetes. But there are ways for screening for type 1 diabetes as well.
Now, where can people find more information about diabetes, continuous glucose monitoring, and ways to manage their diabetes?
I would say the best source of information is really talking to your clinician, your primary care provider, or your diabetes provider, and particularly if it's an endocrinologist or a nurse practitioner or a nurse educator who work in that clinic. They tend to know more about the technologies than the physicians themselves. I have to say they keep up with it. So talk to the nurse, talk to the doctor, and ask about continuous glucose monitoring. As far as other sources, websites, I think the American Diabetes Association is a great source for useful information about all kinds of diabetes. Other online forums like childrenwithdiabetes.org, for example, or .com, I think, are a great source. And going to the source itself, like the companies that make those CGMs, Dexcom, for example, is a user-friendly website that gives a lot of accurate information, and it's very useful information.
As we wrap things up, if you can make one particular point about how this new technology will help the lives of people with type 1 and type 2 diabetes, how it will make their lives better.
It is a life-saving, it is a game-changer, and it's going to change the way we manage diabetes, not only in making it easier and less intrusive, but also allowing development of further technology, because having a continuous glucose monitor that's reliable and accurate is going to allow the development of artificial pancreas systems that can then automate the insulin delivery based on the blood sugar level at that moment. And I think we're already seeing some prototypes of that, and we're actually going to see a lot more in the coming couple of years.
Okay, great. Dr. Salih Adi, a pediatric endocrinologist specializing in type 1 diabetes in children. He's also a founder of the Madison Clinic at the University of California, San Francisco. And we've been talking about continuous glucose monitoring. So thank you once again for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate it, too.